Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Norbert, I was floored when I came across this study. Apparently, AI is now capable of judging wine.
Is nothing sacred. Sacre bleu. A French connoisseur would turn over in their grave.
Yeah, I'm sure some sommeliers would turn up their noses at this. But it's not surprising. AI is already used in banking and investing, and recently wrote about AI-assisted screening for cancerous cells and tissue samples such as colon cancer.
But replacing sommeliers? These people are highly trained to evaluate wines and pick the perfect pairing for that special meal. They took years or decades to learn to detect wine's fruit level, sweetness, and body profile.
So how did scientists accomplish this with AI? Research at the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology first trained the AI wine palate by using almost 150 wines from three grape varieties.
The wines had an established data set, each with 13 characteristics previously measured in the lab for factors such as alcohol level, acidity, and magnesium.
Each characteristic was given a value between 0 and 1, and once assembled, this binary system discriminated between all the different wines.
For the test, the AI was given 30 additional wines it hadn't trained on, and it was 95% successful at judging the wine's quality with only two mistakes.
Not bad for judging a complex system involving human preferred taste. I can see one day an app doing wine pairing for me.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.